Greetings, friends slash dear listeners. So, wife and Lennox are away at Sly Park for the week for sleepaway camp. I'm going to give you my perspective as a single dad for 5 days and four nights. I've been drinking a bang day. So normally I make coffee for my wife and I, and I'll have a bang usually on Friday, sometimes Monday if getting going is a little rough, if waking up and getting my daily routine going is just not coming so quickly. But we have several bangs. We had 7 or 8 on Monday, so I just started housing one per morning. Now, calm down, Mom. Okay, we're not paying the liquor store price or the gas station price of a bang, which is $3.49-ish. We get our bangs at either grocery outlet or Dollar Tree for a buck. It's a bargain, and I'm going back to coffee when my wife comes back, and that costs about 3 cents per cup. I haven't slept on my wife's side of the bed, nor the middle of the bed. I've stayed on my side of the bed due to habit. It looks odd because the bed, my side of the bed is messed up, the blankets and whatnot. And then Carolyn's side of the bed is still made, still perfect. It's very odd. I just don't have, now when I get out of the bed, even in the morning, because I usually wake up before Carolyn. She hops in the middle of the bed. She hops on my side of the bed. Our bed is her domain. But I've just stayed on my side of the bed, prim and proper, and waiting for my lady to return. But I haven't been making the bed. Carolyn makes a bed every day. And I haven't made my side of the bed at all this week, because I'm out here living my best life. I'm doing me. Okay. I slept with the light on every day, every night. Carolyn does not like lights on. When we were at my parents' house, we're in my former bedroom, which was David's bedroom for nearly a decade. Okay. But it's a nice sized bedroom. And there was a tiny lamp off in the corner, way off into the corner, that was on when we went to sleep, when we were turning in, about to go to bed. And she realized we needed it on just so we could see in the dark, because I pee 4 to 5 times a night because I'm an old man. But so she knew the light needed to stay on, but she didn't want the light to affect her sleep. So she piled up our luggage, like our bags and clothes and stuff, on the table right in front of the lamp to block 90% of the lamp's light. I've always been able to sleep with the light on. I sleep with the light on. Yes, I know it wastes electricity. I don't care. It goes back to college when my roommate, Chris Douthit, and I, we lived on campus in the on-campus apartments. We shared a room. I would knock out and he would stay up till God knows when playing Age of Empires online. And he left the light on and I didn't care. It didn't affect me. I still went to bed. I still passed out. I still fell asleep perfectly fine. So I'm a light on sleeper. The wife, not so much. How will we make our love work? I've left the toilet seat up. Okay. Yeah, that's right. 99% of the time I put it down for Carolyn. Every once in a while I forget, or because I wake up in the middle of the night, like I said, many, many times to pee. So I leave it up all night. But when sometimes she'll sneak a pee early in the morning and it surprises me, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh no, the toilet seat's up. And I apologize. I said, sorry, baby. Please take me back. But I've kept the toilet seat up all week, all day or day. Because I'm out here living my bachelor life. Okay.
And oop.
I left a dryer sheet on the floor. So grab my laundry from the dryer. And inevitably, a dryer sheet falls to the floor, to the carpet. And I left it there. And that would drive my wife nuts. Doesn't bother me. It's a dryer sheet. I'll get to it eventually. It's one piece. It's an item. And it's not dirty. It's fine. And so I left it there for hours. Hours, I say. And I thought, yeah, that's right, woman. I'm doing me. You left me for Sly Park. And I'm leaving a dryer sheet on the floor. So before she left, we were eating food, making food. I forget what was going on exactly. Had a few condiments out, a few bottles of hot sauce and whatnot. And so I'm putting them back in the fridge. And she's sitting there just at the counter. We're just hanging out. And she says, when I leave, when I'm not here, you're not going to be able to put the bottles of sauce back. And I said, get the hell out of here, woman. Lo and behold, the other day, I had various condiments out. I'm done eating. I go to put the bottles back, the sriracha, the hot sauce, the light ranch and whatnot. And I couldn't make the gosh dang bottles fit into the side shelf in the refrigerator. On the refrigerator door. And I was like, wait, does the sriracha go here? Does the ranch go there? Where does the salsa go? And what am I supposed to do with this jar of barbecue sauce? Help. Help, honey. I'm sorry. Honey, I need you. I need you.
And oop.
Luna and I have been hanging. So how it's been working is come home. I get her food. McDonald's / Taco Bell. Because it's fast food. It's cheap. I can order it through the app and just walk in and it's ready. I just grab it and go. So come home, deliver her food. I am honored and proud to be her DoorDash driver. We have a little yap sesh while she eats her din-din, her diener. And then I go take a shower because I'm disgusting. And then we retired to our separate quarters. Sometimes she gets hungry for something else and she'll come in. Say hi. Sometimes she'll be Frankie. She'll bring Frankie in and she does a little thing where she kind of props him up and he does a little dance and I do the da 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 and then she moves his straight arms, his stiff arms. It's a grand old time. And so it's been good. She's 15. Okay, now, if she was a baby, a toddler, whatever, 6 years old, it would be a different story as far as caretaking on my end. But she's good. She's been getting a ride to school from her friend, thankfully. I was going to start dropping her off this week, but I would have had to do it hecka early because I got to be at work earlier than Carolyn usually does. But overall, it's been lovely, so...
Oop.
Carolyn said I couldn't watch the new episode of Below Deck that aired this week, but while the cat is away, the mice will play. Just kidding. I would never violate the sanctity of watching a television show without my woman. And 80% of that show is enjoying it with her. Like when the idiot cast members do something outrageous, we look at each other and our eyes open wide and we're surprised and in awe of what's happening. Or we yell at the TV together and we say, you're annoying, shut up, you're so stupid, this is so stupid, move on.
And oop.
But yeah, I would never watch Below Deck without my lady because she's part of the enjoyment. She's part of the experience. But I have been watching Girls 5 Eva. That's Girls, the number 5, EVA, all one word. It's about a 90s girl group that had a hit song, One Hit Wonder. And then they faded into obscurity and regular lives, but they're mounting a comeback to try to catch the glory of their youth. It's an excellent send-up of pop culture and pop music and the music industry and celebrity and fame and how fickle the public can be with entertainment. It's hilarious. Tina Fey is a producer. Excellent send-up. Very, very well written. Very well acted. If you like parody of show business in a comedy form, definitely watch Girls 5 Eva. I've also watched Commando. Let off some steam, Bennett. Arnold, give us Commando 2. It's what we all want. Okay. And then I watched the new Fallout show last night. It's on Amazon Prime. It's based on the video game, which I never played. It's good. It's off to a decent start. I'll keep watching. It's not great, but hopefully it improves. So that's what's happening with me. Carolyn and Lennox are coming home tomorrow. I can't wait to hug and kiss my musty wife. She's a part of me. She's a part of my life. I miss her like crazy. I've been texting and a few phone calls here and there. Her calendar is very regimented up there. I don't get it, but I'll get more details and we'll share them with you, dear listener, on the pod when she gets back. It's going to be a blockbuster episode. Until then, take care. Brush your hair. I'm Audi 5000 G Money. Peace out.
And a oop.
Okay. Addendum. Supplemental pod. This is an exclusive for our Patreon subscribers. I use my wife's towel partly because our towels were in the wash, but partly to get closer to her. Our pheromones were touching, man. They were touching. My life without my wife can be described in I needed soap. And usually she's the one that grabs the little box of soap from her bathroom cabinet and rips it from its plastic wrapper. And I had to fetch that little box from her cabinet and then tear open the plastic wrapper all by myself. How did I do it? I'm so strong. I've been lifting, work. Luna has school. So it was a Monday to Friday, normal week. If it was a weekend, could have done something. We could have been something, man. We could have gone somewhere. We could have done something with our lives. But it's a week, so it's just about working, coming home, taking a shower and watching a little TV, staring at our telephones, and then going to bed. Sleepy. Beddy bye. So as far as food, got Luna Taco Bell twice, McDonald's once. I had a $4 off coupon. Okay. And then Taco Bell, her favorite burrito, the bean rice and cheese burrito, is $1.19, which is madness. Super cheap. But then today, on Thursday, I said, I'm going to get you sushi. Got her some sushi. And she likes this place that we've been to a few times. It's her favorite place for sushi. And I've gone, and two times ago I got, because I'm not a big sushi fan. Like, if Luna or Carolyn gets it, I'll have a piece, but I just don't crave it. I don't desire it. It's fine. But two times ago we went, and I got chicken teriyaki on rice, and the chicken teriyaki was overcooked. It was a chicken breast, overcooked, hard, burnt, disgusting. And the sauce was hecka underwhelming. No pop, no power. Carolyn can make better chicken any day of the week. So I was super disappointed. And they're out here charging $14 for that. So next time I thought, okay, I'll try something different. I'm going to try some beef teriyaki. Tried that. And the beef was even worse. Low quality, rubbery, stringy. Just, I could barely swallow it. And again, $14 for a little bit of meat over white rice. No, no. So if it was a restaurant that I'd like or whatever, we could have had a little daddy-daughter date, but we just got her takeaway. I actually picked her up from Chipotle. She said, "Can you pick me up? I'm between Target and Chipotle." And I said, "Sure." So I rolled over there right after work, straight from work, bumping Bryce Vine, Drew Barrymore. Okay. Impressing her friends. Yeah, girl. Yeah, I got that bump in the trunk. So picked her up, had a yap sesh on the way to sushi. And then got her sushi. By the way, two California rolls. They used to be $7.50 each. So $15. $19. It's over $9 per roll now. Thanks, Joe Biden. Not a big deal. It was, so the total was $18.94. I tipped $1.06. Because it's takeaway. And they just hand me the bag. And I think $1.06 tip. Which is, 5%? Bad. Okay, that's bad. But anyways.
And that oop.
But McDonald's and Taco Bell, I have not eaten any. Partly because I'm not a big fan of McDonald's. McDonald's breakfast, I could house 6 of their Sammies. Okay. But anything other than brekkie, not a fan. Do not want. Same with Taco Bell. I just can't, I can't desire anything. I can't get it up for the TB, if you know what I'm saying. But I am on track because I'm lifting and we're going to Disneyland in 5 weeks, May 18th. We'll see you, Mickey and Minnie. See you there. I think Frankie misses Carolyn and Lennox because he constantly stares out the window. Although even when they're here, he constantly stares out the window. Pretty much, if he's not sleeping, he's staring out the window. But you can assign a feeling, emotion to his actions. So right now I'm saying, oh, he's longing. He's longing for the return of Carolyn and Lennox. Girls 5 Eva, super funny show. Produced by Tina Fey, but starring Sarah Bareilles. She was the gal who a few years ago had that song. Well, I guess it was a one-hit wonder. Although, yeah. But it was the song, I don't want to write you a love song because you asked for it. Na, 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 na. But she has comedy chops. She is very good. She is funny. And she's the star of the show. She's the lead. Although the other three gals in her group, they're big parts. They do not fade to the background. But Sarah Bareilles is quite humorous in Girls 5 Eva. That's Girls, the number 5, EVA. Excellent comedy show. My bed is still half, well, my half of the bed is still rifled and rumpled with. Because I ain't going to make no bed. I ain't going to make no half a bed, okay? And my wife's side of the bed is picture perfect. Actually, my laundry's there right now. I did laundry. I usually do laundry on Friday. But Lennox and Carolyn are going to need the washer tomorrow when they get home. So I did my laundry early because I think about them. Because I'm a thinker, not a stinker. I got Friday afternoon off to go pick up Len and my wife. to welcome them back with open arms. Carolyn has been texting me, and she's super busy, and she just has a few breaks here and there. So it's been sporadic, and it's just little bursts of 8, 9 texts, and it's been hard to keep up because I'll fire off 3 or 4 topics at her, questions or whatever, and she comes back with a bunch of texts and some new questions, and you lose the thread, you lose the context, but I think we'll be fine. What I do know is that I'm never letting her volunteer ever again, because I miss her deeply. I miss her madly. I guess some guys, some husbands would be like, well, good, get out of here, ball and chain. Or they would take time away from their wife to pig out and masturbate. But not me, man. Whatever. I don't need any of that. I don't care about that. I only want my lady back. I want my baby, lady back ribs, barbecue sauce. All right. I think that's it. Peace out.